Okay, Sarah, thanks for joining us. We're talking about hospice workers. What are some of the unique challenges they're facing in this era of COVID-19?
Oh, goodness. So our hospice caregivers signed up for supporting folks through the most difficult time in their lives when they have a loved one that's dying, and nobody really could see that they were going to have to deal with something as extraordinary as COVID. Our first priority remains the safety and well-being of our patients and their families, but also our staff and the communities that we serve. Hospice can't stop or distance. We have to keep providing care to our patients, regardless of what's going on, even during this heightened awareness. They still need pain control or counseling, personal care, and spiritual support. So our services are still needed and are being provided. Our population is the most at risk, and we are seeing more individuals needing hospice based on COVID diagnoses. So we're working really hard to follow all of our CDC and CMS guidelines to provide care and to give our hospice patients a tranquil and supportive environment, regardless of what's going on in our global world.
Yeah, and what about staff? How is Seasons supporting its staff right now?
Oh, my goodness. So one of the most extraordinary things about Seasons is that, and I've been in the hospice industry for 30 years. I started bedside as a volunteer. My hospice Y was my sister, who was born with a life-limiting and eventually terminal illness. And because our organization has this awareness that when you take care of staff, in fact, it's in our vision statement, when we support our staff, then they can put patients and families first. So I am the head of a department called Employee Experience and Organizational Development. A lot of hospices have patient experience departments, which we do as well. But my goal and focus and that of Seasons and my teams is simply to care for our staff usually and certainly at this time. And so we're offering all sorts of opportunities from resiliency and self-care tools. We're certainly keeping them safe with personal protective equipment that meet or are above the CDC standards. We're doing things like custom-designed meditation courses or sessions, virtual yoga. We are highlighting and recognizing our frontline staff. We're also doing things to ensure their economic sanity, so to speak, right? We have emergency PTO cash buyout programs and PTO cap increase programs. We're providing things like additional scrubs, and we do have an employee paid sick leave program if one of our employees or one of their loved ones is dealing with COVID. We've also invested in careatwork.com. We've got a premium membership. A lot of our staff are dealing with, as I'm sure you're aware, their children are not in school or they are in school and learning from home. So how do we support them so that they can take care of their families as they care for our patients and their families? And we're also looking right now at some low interest loans so that they can be economically viable even as we continue to move forward caring for patients and families.
Yeah, you mentioned meditation and yoga. What are some things you're doing to ensure mental health among your staff?
So part of the hospice team are supportive care staff members. So we have social workers, master's level prepared social workers, as well as chaplains. And Seasons is also the largest employer of certified music therapists in the country. So things that we often offer to our patients and families, we are also helping to make available to our staff. So our music therapists, for example, have created virtual music therapy moments, which allow our staff quick vignettes or recordings, allowing them to receive some of the support that our music therapists often provide for others. We also have hospice aides. So if they are unable to get into a facility because the facilities are limiting entrance based on COVID, they are writing feel-good cards that they are sending to our staff members as well as to our patients and families. The yoga is done by someone who's actually a business operations person out of our Detroit program, And I'm actually running the morning meditation sessions and the weekend meditation sessions. Some of it is mindfulness meditation, because we know that that can effectively switch the brain from stress to a greater sense of peace, but also guided imagery. And we are also working with our leaders to equip them with an additional set of tools so that they can lead our staff. So for those who have staff that are now virtually working from home, how do we lead our staff? What does that look like? Because usually our folks are out in the field or in offices if they're administrative. But we're also teaching our leaders higher levels of communication when you're dealing with uncertainty and crises. And we're offering town halls with questions and answers, daily stand-up and stand-down calls with our leaders. We're also having end-of-day emails from our president and COO, Anne-Marie Switchoulis, to over-communicate what's happening in every corner of our organization. We developed a series of best practices for self-care that leaders at all levels of our organization can deliver upon. And we're also guiding our supportive care staff to support our staff, even as they support patients and families.
Okay, what else do you want the public to know?
I think what's so extraordinary is that hospice, while not ready for COVID, I'm not sure anyone was, we really are the experts in end-of-life care. We have the skill sets to help cross the divide. One of the things that is so clear about this pandemic is that everyone is grieving. I just watched my daughter, who is now working from home. We're both in Chicago, and we are now we just heard from the governor, we're going to be at home, under stay at home for another 30 days. Hospice understands grief and loss. We offer to the community, and we are here and available, and Seasons is certainly prepared, whether we do this through virtual visits or virtual grief and bereavement support groups. We're talking about creating some online activities to do with children who are trying to understand what's going on and who are at home. We are ready and prepared, and not only will we continue to do it, we will and have stepped up our efforts so that we can continue to make that difference that we have at Seasons for 23 years.
Okay, well, Sarah McKinnon, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.